He walks. Every day, he walks. That was what the doctor had said. All the doctors. Plenty of exercise, they told him. It was the one thing he'd really understood.
Are you a golf man, Mr. Hanahoe?
No.
Hill walking?
No.
Do you walk the dog?
No dog. He'd buried the dog a few years ago in the back garden.
We'll have to get you exercising.
Okay. He walks now every day, Sundays too. He hadn't even liked the dog. He walks the same way, except maybe when it was a pup and the kids were younger. Every day the same way, the way he went the first day, up the Malahide Road. Hanahoe walks. When the dog died, the kids were upset, but not upset enough to go out in the rain and dig the grave. The dog had been dying for years. The kids were living most of their time outside the house. It had been up to Hanahoe. He starts at the R10 roundabout. He's back to town, facing Malahide. He starts. He'd waited till it stopped raining, but it didn't seem right, and had been raining for days. So he dug in the dark. It was easy work. The ground was so wet. The spade sank nicely for him. And he dug up a rabbit. He saw it in the torchlight, a skeleton. He'd buried the rabbit years before the dog, after the goldfish. It takes him 10 minutes to get to the R10 roundabout, but he doesn't count that. The walk starts, the exercise starts, when he's on the corner of Ardley Road and the Malahide Road. He had meant to tell the kids about the rabbit. He threw it back in on top of the dog. He'd meant to tell them about it the next morning, before work and school. It was the only time they were all together in the house. But he remembers now as he walks, he never did tell them. And he didn't throw the rabbit in. He lowered it on the spade and let it slide off onto the dog. He forgot to tell them. He thinks he forgot. He's not sure. There are other places he could walk. There are plenty of places. He could get in the car and drive to St. Anne's or Bull Island or the path along the coast or even out the Hoth. But he doesn't. He's not sure why, just certain that he won't. But that's not true. He does know why. He knows exactly why. It's people. Too many people. He got out of the habit of talking as the kids were getting older. He put a stone slab left over from the patio over the dog's grave and then remembered that there was no dog now to dig it up. There was no need for the slab. Another thing he was going to tell the kids and didn't. This is the stretch that Hanahoe has chosen, starting outside the old folks' flat, Mount Dillon Court. He's never seen anyone coming out there, old or young, a milkman or guard, a daughter, grandchild, no one. And that suits him. He'd stop looking if he saw anyone.
Do you get to the pub at all?
No.
The golf club?
You asked me that the last time. Now. He used to. He went to the pub now and again, once a week, twice, sometimes after Mass.